Hello again, and welcome to the 11th episode of the Inner Peace series, a series of programs aimed at exploring a meditation technique called Sahaja Yoga and guiding you through its practical steps. We finished the last episode by indicating that we are going to leave the realm of Earth and move to the higher chakras. Obviously, I didn't mean that literally. According to ancient knowledge, we are made out of seven elements, not the elements as we know them in chemistry, but more like essences, you could say. The first three chakras are respectively related to earth, fire, and water. On the fourth chakra, we move to a higher realm, to the sky and to the heavens. Let's talk about the heart chakra today. As usual, we start by going into meditation. So go to where you usually meditate, sit down comfortably, and raise your kundalini with your hands. Ask in your heart, Mother, please take me into meditation. Please bring my attention to the present moment. Heart is the seat of our spirit. It gives us our existence. This chakra corresponds with the cardiac plexus, and it manifests on our little fingers. Many aspects of our character are directly related to this chakra. This is the center which gives us courage and fearlessness despite the odds and the circumstances. Manifestation is seen in the likes of Joan of Arc or Sri Rama from the Hindu religion. However, there is more to this chakra, much more than can be covered in a small episode. Detachment and selflessness, love, boundaries of good conduct and self-discipline are just a few of the qualities of this chakra. But the most important thing to know is that the heart is the seat of our spirit. It is the essence of our being. If we realize that truly we are the spirit, all these qualities will shine in our personality. In your meditation, if you feel hot, heaviness, or tingling on your little fingers, it is a sign that there is a problem in the center, but don't worry. It also means that your mother kundalini is trying to fix it. Simply by meditation and raising the kundalini, we can heal our chakras and evolve our personality. We can get rid of our fears and attachments, our lust and greed, and our inner turbulences. Let's sweep our right hand along our body, up through the centers, and raise the kundalini to the top of our head. Put your right hand on the center of your chest and ask, Mother Kundalini, please clear my heart. Please strengthen my heart. Please make me fearless and detached. Please keep in my attention that I am the Spirit. Whenever you feel lonely or insecure, remember that an all-pervading power of love, a power that does all the living work, is flowing through you as your own mother. I'm sure by now you have felt her manifestation. So trust her. She loves you. She protects you, and she is always there for you. So far, more or less, we have been talking about chakras and their effects on the individual. But how about the collective? That is the job of the Vishuddhi chakra, the fifth chakra, which we will cover in the next episode.